Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Let me take you back 25 hours ago. You know, sitting there, it's a Sunday afternoon. Tiki's probably all dressed up, watching Giants Saints, getting ready to do the halftime and the post game.
I was not. I was comfy in my sweats in Boomer and Geo's studio.
That's the way to be. Sean was probably half naked, watching the game in his pool, all pumped up. I'm sitting there in my TV room. I got this on. I got that on. And it's 14-3. Jackson Dart just converts on a third down and six, finds Theo Johnson for his second touchdown of the game.
Mm-hmm.
14-3. Two drives in. Two touchdown drives. I'm thinking in my head, when was the last time the Giants or the Jets, but the Giants opened a game with back-to-back touchdown drives? I didn't even bother looking it up because I was like, you know what? I'm going to let this marinate my brain because it probably hasn't happened in about 150 years. It's 14-3. What are you thinking in that moment?
There's a couple of things I'm thinking.
Super Bowl. I know. Go ahead.
No, not Super Bowl, but this is exactly why you start Jackson Dart.
Yes.
Because he is aware, he is confident, and he is doing exactly what Dave wants this offense to do. There's no big plays, right? There's no 20-yard plays. There's no 50-yard plays. There's nothing big. It's just methodical. They want to guard against deep balls and play zone coverages and a big shell behind you. Guess what? We're going to throw it to Daniel Bellinger. We get in the red zone. We suck in the red zone, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to find Theo Johnson in mismatch opportunities. And before you know it, you felt so confident in this team. And this was the ultimate tease, though.
Oh, my God.
It was the biggest tease because that we've had in a decade
because it's
from the Giants.
It's 14-3, and I, as the IFO, I'm thinking, oh, my God, they're good. I don't know how to feel about this.
No, don't be fooled.
No,
fooled because after 14-3, we know what happened.
Well, but that's the thing. At 14-3, I'm going through these emotions of they may be really good. Mm. I saw Tommy Lugauer tweet, we got our franchise quarterback.
You probably do.
I'm thinking of Sean nakedly jumping in his pool. And I'm like, wow, I guess I'm happy for these people. I'm a Jet fan. I'm miserable, but wow, things are good. And even when you gave up the field goal to Blake Groupe, I'm like, you know what? Bend but don't break. It's 14-6. Mm-hmm. No biggie. Thinking of Tommy, no biggie. Jackson's going to get the football back. You're going to march down the field. And then to me, here are the pillars of hell that I saw as an IFO. First of all, this is a surprising one. I don't know if you're going to agree with me on this one. Devin Singletary. Why the hell is Devin Singletary so involved in the offense?
Because Tyrone Tracy has a jacked up shoulder.
Yeah, but you have Cam Scataboo.
But he can't play every play.
And you can also run options with Jackson Dart. Let him use his sexy legs.
That's true.
That drive that ended a punt. Do you know that first, second, and third down all went to Devin Singletary, including a drop?
Mm-hmm.
So Devin Singletary causes the first Giant drive to go nowhere. Then, and you walk me through it, Tiki's, I don't know what the hell's going on. Was it Tyler Newbin's fault? Somebody else's fault? Rashid Shaheed goes 87 yards like he's got COVID and no one wants to get near him.
Right.
And all of a sudden, even though you're still winning, it's 14-13 and all those feelings are changing. It's like, whoa, hold on a second. What the hell just happened?
Well, you're missing a lot here, Evan. A whole lot.
I haven't gotten you a lot yet.
You're watching this as a Jet fan, despondent because the Cowboys are whooping that ass.
They weren't whooping that ass quite yet,
okay, but they were.
Time-wise, it wasn't there
about
yet.
You felt it was going to happen. There were six things in this game that caused the Giants to lose. Six. And afterwards on the post game, if you listened right here on WFAN, I said this was a confluence of youth, ineptitude, and stupidity. Now, all six of these things fall into one of those categories. So you want to play a game?
Yes.
Let's play a game.
So I have to pick stupidity or...
You have to, youth?
Youth?
Ineptitude. Or stupidity.
Okay, I'll go.
All right,
go
ready?
Ahead. Yes.
So, number one. This is before it's 14-6. So it's 7-0.
Oh, we're going early.
7-0.
Okay.
New York Giants. It's 3rd and 5. This is the second third down that the Saints have, and the Giants get a little pressure, get a little tip on Spencer Rattler's ball, gets picked off by Javon Holland, but it's called back because Deontay Banks decides to pull Chris Olave. After he slips on the turf, he pulls Chris Olave to the ground. So instead of having the ball point-blank range, with probably going in to score again, the Giants gave a first down to the Saints. They go and kick a field goal. Ben don't break.
Stupidity. Now,
stupidity. Exactly.
P.I.
right.
on Deontay Banks. You shouldn't even be playing anymore. Stupidity. 100%.
Now it's 14-6 to the point that you got to. You were talking about this Devin Singletary drive. This was not the Devin Singletary drive. This was the Darius Slater drive.
Oh, the first of his like three drops?
Right. So what happened early in this drive? They gear up. Throw a bomb. Jackson Dart hasn't thrown bombs all season long, all in his first two games. He throws one. It's a contested catch. He gets his hands on it.
Got two hands on it.
Two hands on it, and he drops it. What is that one?
Okay, so what are the choices again?
Youth, ineptitude, stupidity.
Ineptitude.
100%. You know why it's inept? Because in the NFL, you have to go catch balls. You can't just let them drop into your hands and passively approach them. You have to attack balls. Did you see this Jamar Chase? Yeah, it was Jamar Chase. He had this catch in the end zone. It was contested. There was three guys around him. He just went up and snatched it. Two touched it in the end zone. Touchdown. I want that guy. I want Malik Nate. That's Malik Nabers. And we need that guy. Without him, you can't win in the NFL. Because passivity means incompletion.
Because if he makes that catch, that's the third drive. You're at least getting points out of it.
It's 17-6 at the minimum.
Bang.
And the way that they're playing, it's probably 21-6. All right, so the next one. You just went through it. They punted right after that. They have an 87-yard touchdown to Rashid Shaheed. They're playing cover four when you don't want to give up a big play. What defense do you play, Sean?
You play cover four?
Oh, cover four.
Yeah.
Right? One guy's have this quarter, one guy has this quarter, another guy has this quarter, and the fourth guy has that quarter.
Some call it quarters, TV.
It's called quarters for a reason, because there's four guys deep. You know what you don't do in quarters coverage? Get beat deep. So what happens?
Ineptitude.
Tyler Newbin decides to not take outside leverage on Rashid Shaheed. He's stepping on his toes 10 yards deep, and he's still backpedaling. He gets turned around. He's on a top, and all of a sudden, he loses sight of Rashid Shaheed. And when your eyes lose a guy who's running 4-3, guess what happens? You get beat for an 87-yard touchdown.
Shaheed you later.
Exactly. So that was number three. And then, how do we respond? How do we respond to that?
That would be inexperience.
No, they punt.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm jumping to the...
they just punt.
The Darius Slayton missed catch and then... Right, oh, no, the right, catch and then the right. fumble. Actually, that's ineptitude again.
The Giants are bad. They punt. The Saints get the ball back. They're going to drive. They miss a field goal.
Yes.
A missed opportunity. It's now the Giants' turn. It's the Giants have a shot here.
And at this point, you have the lead 14-13.
Yeah.
There's a minute and a half to go. So worst case scenario, you're either up 14-13 or you're up 17-13.
100%. They miss the field goal and they throw it over the middle to Darius Slayton.
Yeah, that fumble was a killer.
And what happened?
He put the ball on the ground.
What is that one?
Ineptitude.
There you go.
There's a lot of ineptitude next to Darius
Slayton. They're standing right next to Darius Slayton. They go into halftime, down now 16-14 because they gave up another field goal right before halftime. They come right out. Giants get the ball back. They dump it down. They get first downs. They're starting to drive. And guess what happens? Jackson Dart fumbles the football.
Uncontested.
Nobody's around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Swapping it away. It was literally dropping it.
Now, what is that?
That's called, well, he's young, so inexperienced.
It's youth.
It's youth.
It's youth. Yeah. It's this is the I hate rookies moment. Even though I love Jackson Dart, that's the I hate rookies
moment. Well, what was he doing with that football?
I don't know. I don't think he knows. And that's the problem. When you become a runner, you have to put the ball away. You have to. If you don't put it high and tight, put it somewhere where you're not in harm's way. And so that was youth. The Saints then go and they score and kick another field goal. Don't break defense. The Giants are doing well. But with that being said, the Giants are down 19-14. You know what they do on their subsequent drive?
Yeah, they march down the field.
They respond. They march right down the field, get right into the red zone, and guess what happens?
Cam Scataboo.
Yes.
Showed off his
Which
youth.
One is that?
Youth.
Rookies are dumb.
Exactly.
What the hell? Well, that one, see, the better one about that is that it was forced.
Well,
like it was punched out. The Jackson Dart one was dropped like the way I drop things in my home.
Yeah, but this one was. So when I go back and I watch this play, because I did multiple times, I'm like, what went wrong here? Well, first of all, Jermaine Illuminor gets beat inside. And so
he had a rough game.
He had a rough game. He gets turned, his back, his inside foot is back, so he gets beat across his face. But then I'm looking at Cam Schlittler. I mean, not Cam Schlittler. Cam Scataboo.
And I'm
looking at Cam Scataboo, and I'm like, all right, what happened? How did he fumble this? Well, he's so fast. Like, I remember when I was a rookie, I was so fast. I'd see a hole, and I'd be like, I got to get to it. And I didn't get really good until I realized, let this thing sit a little bit. Sit, boo-boo, sit. Right? Just chill. Like, wait for the play to happen. And if Jermaine Illuminor, who gets beat across his face, if Cam is waiting for half a beat, he steps outside of Jermaine Illuminor, and he basically hits his head on the goalpost. Because it cleared out this massive, it was a great play design. You had all this movement going to the corner. The defense is covering the wide receivers and Jackson Dart, who are moving right. The lane is just wide open. And so that was youth and experience. And so when I think about why the Giants lost this game, and people are pissed off because they called our show post-game, and they're saying, this is the same old. I'm like, this is not the same old stuff. It's the same result, but it's for different reasons. And so much of it is youth. They got a young team. They got the fourth youngest team in the NFL. And Jackson Dart is going to take some time for him to learn not to make dumb mistakes like that. Cam Scataboo, he'll realize, if I'm just a little bit patient sometimes, I can be even more impactful, not just ramming my head into everybody, going full speed 100% of the time. I know that feels good, and we love it as fan bases. We're going to love him as a runner and a blocker because he's just so dynamic. But be patient.
Yeah.
Sometimes patience is better. And then, ultimately, the only way this Giants team is going to get good is if the ineptitude and the stupidity goes away. And sometimes that means turning over a roster. Like, I can't see Deontay Banks have another penalty that's devastating to this team. I can't see our wide receiving core, which is supposed to take this opportunity with Malik Nabers out and thrive and find a way to elevate Jalin Hyatt or Darius Slayton or whoever the hell it may be. They're not those players. Right? We don't have a playmaker. The idea that we can create big plays is a fantasy. And so you can't win in the NFL without it. So there is so much that still needs to be done despite the good feeling that Jackson Dart gave us last week. It was fool's gold. It was iron pyrite. It was beautiful because we beat the Chargers, one of the best teams in the AFC. But the reality is this team is a long way from consistently being good.
They are, but I remember last week, there was so much going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Yankees, Jackson Dart euphoria, killing the Jets, that I said to you late in the week, boy, you know what's an underrated story? We all know it matters, but it's not getting enough attention. It was Neighbors going down with his injury.
Of course. We didn't talk about it because the wild card round.
Right.
And because how bad the Jets were.
And even to a degree.
And more importantly, how great Jackson Dart looked.
Yes. Dart looked great. And it's like, yeah, all right, Neighbors is out. You saw it in this game.
100%.
And this may seem extreme. I don't think it is. I think you'll agree with me. I know one player won't make the difference. If Malik Neighbors is healthy, if Malik Neighbors plays yesterday's game, the Giants kick the Saints' ass.
I agree.
Because it isn't Darius Slayton on the field with two massive drops and a back-breaking fumble. It's Malik Neighbors.
I agree.
Who's not making those mistakes. And so...
Well, even if he's not making the mistakes, he's going to catch the ball.
Right.
You have to go get the football. It's not going to come to you. Right? I know it feels easy that way, but this game isn't easy. It's not supposed to be easy. The other team gets paid as well. And so until that has changed, until that solution is found, the Giants are going to have these issues. They might be able to piece together wins. But there's an accountability that's missing here, and it's frustrating to watch week in and week out.
WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon, and I think this is where it is the same old, same old. So, yeah, the mistakes that were made were different. There was a lot of youth, a lot of inexperience, some ineptitude. Here's where things feel the same. After this game is over, and I'm thinking about it, I'm going through, all right, well, what the hell happened? Joe Shane started to become a guy you're pissed off at again. Because you're saying to yourself...
Right.
And I remember saying this to you Thursday and Friday, and we'd have like an advanced discussion about it. I said, boy, you take Neighbors away. Is this the worst wide receiving room in the NFL? And we were like, yeah, it's up there. It is.
Yeah.
And so I go back to the GM and say, you couldn't have put together a better room after Malik Neighbors. Not that you're game planning for him to be out for the season, but you like to have a couple of solid players in there. And when you look at Jalin Hyatt, it's a waste of time. They should cut him. There is no use for Jalin Hyatt anymore. Don't tell me he can stretch a defense. He's got enough.
Well, he can't stretch a defense if you don't throw the deep ball.
Well, but true.
Right.
But also, he's a non-factor when he's out there.
I agree.
Darius Slayton, I hate to continue to pick on him, but that was miserable yesterday. And now he's hurt.
He had probably the worst game of his career.
He did.
It is what it is.
But look at the rest of the room. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost unfair to Jackson Dart now to watch him navigate the rest of his rookie season. When he's throwing to, he's better off throwing to me and you.
Well,
obviously you are a lot better than me, but you know what I mean?
He's better off throwing to the tight ends.
Yes.
And when you think about that,
I saw that.
It just shows you that the explosion is not going to be there. And I think the problem is this team wants to be explosive. It's what the DNA was designed to be, but they don't have the horses to do it. And so there's an identity crisis. You know what I mean? Mm. And so Cam Scataboo could be the answer, but he only had 7 carries. Yesterday. Maybe when Tyrone Tracy comes back, there's more of an explosive bend to their offense because he is a game breaker, both as a pass receiver and as a runner. But we don't know when he's coming back. He thought he was going to play this weekend, but there was no way he was ready. So without explosion, it gets really hard to go station to station to station. You got to go first down to first down to first down to first down to first down, and then you got to be really efficient in the red zone. Now, the Giants were efficient in the red zone, but it's hard to go station to station. Each and every week. Just mistakes happen. And we saw that in bold colors down in New Orleans last week.
And it's obvious when you turn the ball over, not one, not two, not three, not four, 5 times,
yeah.
You're going to lose.
Yeah. Fumble, 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 6, interception, interception, turnover on down.
And as we're watching this game, and this is what I appreciate sometimes with stats, even though stats can be annoying, we're all thinking the same thing. Now we're all like, hey, this is really inept, all these turnovers. When was the last time that happened? And I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to look it up. I'll wait till after the game. The broadcast told us this, but I started to play a game in my head, like, all right, when was the last time a team turned the ball over 5 times in a row?
Mm-hmm.
And the game squared me back to, which Jet game was it?
Was it really a Jet game?
Well, take a listen to this stat about the Giant turnovers and how it, of course, involves the other garbage New York football team.
This will make New York fans feel better. The Giants are the first team with giveaways on 5 straight possessions in 9 years since the Jets did it against the Kansas City Chiefs.
And, thank you, Andrew Catalan.
And I want to make every Giant fan feel
that's
better. Because I'll never forget that game once he brought it up. I didn't think about it.
9 years ago.
It was 2016. It was against the Kansas City Chiefs. How many times did the Jets turn the ball over that day? It wasn't just 5. It was 5 in a row.
5 in a row.
But how many in total was it?
I have no recollection of that.
You want to play a game?
They're playing the Chiefs.
They're playing the Chiefs.
It's in Kansas City or home?
Alex Smith. This was at home, I think.
Wow.
Now my memory tells me it was at home. I'll double check that.
Mm-hmm.
It's at home, 70% sure. Alex Smith is the Chiefs quarterback. The Jets don't turn the ball over five times. They did it five times in a row. What was the grand total of Jet turnovers? You want to guess, Sean?
I'm going to guess seven.
That's a good guess. Seven. Higher.
Really? By the way, it was in Kansas City.
That
was
I got that wrong. My apologies. Eight turnovers.
My gut was going to be eight.
Eight. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
You only have 12 or so possessions in a game.
I know. I know.
Two of them went for scores in that game.
Of course it did.
Oh, so that's why they had more possessions, because they were turnover sixes.
Yeah, that's right, because they kept getting the ball back.
Right.
They lost the game like 28-3. It was one of those games where
that's
despite...
That's actually surprising.
That's what I was going to say.
24-3. You gave them too much credit.
My apologies. I guess I remembered a little bit. 24-3. That despite eight turnovers, they kind of had a shot in the game. And that's the weird thing about the Giant game. Like, they had a shot in this game.
Of course they did.
A lot of the mistakes you went through, the ineptitude, the youth, all that... If one of those things goes the other way, they may win this game.
Right.
But it doesn't make you feel better, because the Saints are supposed to be bad. They are a bad team.
Well, they play hard. That's the problem with the Saints. They're not getting blown out in a lot of these games. One game I think they did, but they were in every game. And so you knew that they were going to be in the game. And when you hand it to them with the turnovers consecutively for five straight possessions, you guarantee you're losing. That's frustrating. Who's that on? Is it on the coach? Sure, obviously. It always
trickles. It's on everybody.
It always trickles uphill, but it's mostly on everybody. Yeah. You're right. You could pick and choose whose fault it was in this game, and it was everybody's fault, ultimately.
1-10, had Jackson Dart play?
I mean, he had three turnovers.
I understand. I didn't say it was an easy question.
Three.
You're giving him a 3 out of 10?
100%.
That's rough.
When you lose three turnovers... You guarantee your team's
not
winning.
That's a 30 on a test.
That's
Have you
right.
ever gotten a 30 on
right.
a test?
He needs a retake. Right, he better beg his teacher for a redo on this one.
Yeah, rookies are dumb.
Can I get some extra credit?
Yeah.
Whatever the heck it is.
Here's your redo, Jackson. The Eagles, and they're pissed on a Thursday. Well, good luck.
They're not that good anyways.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding.
See about that. The great Joe B will join us at 4 o'clock. He'll be in a great mood. He was at MetLife Stadium yesterday for the disgrace that was the Jet game, as the Jets begin 0-5. No coach has ever begun his Jet tenure 0-5.
They played well in the fourth quarter.
Stop it. Don't insult me with that garbage.
I wasn't trying to insult you.
It was very, very insulting.
I was trying to just add some levity to your misery.
Well, the only levity I have is that there was a moment, not quite like the Giant game, but there was a moment down 10-3 as they're driving the football mid-second quarter, where I'm like, all right, we got a game. I don't think we're going to win, but we have a football game.
But you go score in any capacity, even a field goal.
Yeah.
You're in this thing right now.
It's a 10-6 game.
100%. And it's just a matter of time before you take advantage of a porous Dallas Cowboys secondary.
Absolutely. And I was screaming at my TV, more Breece Hall, more Breece Hall, more Breece Hall. And Breece Hall was getting the football. He had another big run. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Sam Williams forced a fumble and everything changed. And it was like letting go of the rope, because that fumble was bad and it was deflating, but it shouldn't have ended the game. It's 10-3. It didn't mean that the Jets were then going to have to allow the Cowboys to go 91 yards for a touchdown. It didn't mean that their offense was going to have to go get three and out. And it didn't mean that Javonte Williams was going to march down the field for a 75-yard run. I mean, the Cowboys scored 14 points in answer to the Breece Hall fumble.
Well, they scored 14 points because literally run the clock out before halftime, the Jets give up a 70-something yard run.
I don't even think they were trying to run the clock out. The problem was Justin Fields missed. I forget who was open, one of his receivers.
Yeah.
And then they ran again on second down, or tried to throw on second down. He got sacked because the guy holds the ball for an hour and a half.
Trying to make a play. I can get that.
Dude, he holds the ball way too long.
Of course
it's
he
what
does.
People said, and it's true. Now I'm watching it, and it's like, yeah, you're right.
Well, the reason he does that is because he's unsure of what he's supposed to do with the ball, right? Where he's supposed to go. Once you start second guessing in that position, then you're dead. So what he should do, which is what he did 3 years ago in Chicago, I'm forgetting now the years, when he rushed for 1,000 yards, was, all right, that's not there. Let me give a cursory look to two. I'm out.
Yes.
I'm gonna go run.
Yes.
And it sucks because it like makes everything off schedule. You get your receivers start to get frustrated, but at least you're not giving up -8.
Right. And you can be productive and maybe march down the field. And in that situation, like, you're already down 17-3. at least if you put a drive together where you run the clock out, all right, it's 17-3 going into the half. Mm-hmm. Instead, it's a three and out, and then three plays later, they're scoring another touchdown.
Right.
They literally let go of the rope. It was very discouraging because for the first 17 minutes of this game, they're in it. And they're moving the ball well down the field. They couldn't stop the run. It was the same thing as the Miami game. They couldn't stop the run. And then all of a sudden, like, one bad thing happens, and it spirals out of control, and it becomes an unmitigated disaster. And then you throw in the fact that it's filled with Cowboy fans. Jerry Jones is giving Jet fans the middle finger.
Yep.
They're chanting MVP. It's like I'm at a Brooklyn Nets game with everybody rooting for the opponent. And it just sucked.
Yeah.
And here we are.
No, you're right.
They suck. Everything sucks about them. Like, literally.
I mean, it's 0-5. It's hard to find anything positive. Like, if I had to think of a positive for the Jets, it would only be their run game with Breece Hall is pretty stout.
Until someone fumbles.
Until they turn it over.
Yeah.
But what else is there to look at and say, this is great? I guess Garrett Wilson is still having a decent start to this season, but it's not impactful. It's kind of like Aaron Judge, you know, hitting singles and maybe a double here or there in the postseason. It feels non-impactful.
I'll give you a positive, Tiki.
What's
Here's
that?
The positive.
All right.
And it
Aaron Glenn cut another... kick returner?
No, that's not the... Trust me, there's no positive related to this head coach until something positive happens. The only positive is, as a Jet fan, you'd be coming so used to this that your stomach is going to hurt a little bit less on Sunday.
Same old Jets.
Like, you become so used to the fact that you root for a decrepit, disgusting franchise that's non-competitive by most fourth quarters. Yeah, like, I'll take you through at least me, and we'll talk to Joe in a half hour. I was mad at the end of the first half. I was. I was mad when Breece Hall fumbled. I was mad when Javonte Williams pranced into the end zone. I was mad when they were called for 13 more penalties. I was mad when, you know, Jake Ferguson's dancing in the end zone wide open, no one near him. I was mad. And then at halftime, I started to realize, what am I doing? Like, why am I even mad at this garbage? Like, what am I mad at?
Right.
It's like being mad at myself when I play basketball with my kids that I didn't make the NBA. What am I mad at? I never had a shot to make the NBA. Like, why would I be mad about that? And that's like watching a Jet football game. Why would I be mad? They're not an NFL team. They're horribly coached. They have terrible talent. They have the worst owner in the world. Like, can the president do me a favor and send him somewhere? Make him the ambassador to, you know, Antarctica for all I care.
Timbuktu.
Get him out.
That's a good one.
But they're just such a terrible franchise that... Like, I heard BT say that he's losing interest in caring, and a lot of Jet fans are saying that. I'm not fully there yet, but I'm there in the second half.
Well,
like, that's where I'm at. Like, in the second half, I just look around like, okay,
all right,
whatever.
I got a big question for you.
Yeah.
Maybe the most important question I'm going to ever ask you. Do you regret buying season tickets?
No, I'm going with Jet in 2 weeks. My son, Jet. What a name.
Are you going to keep going?
Yeah.
Are you going to keep selling?
Yeah. No, I'm going to go.
What'd you do with the tickets this week?
Well, this I sold.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's because the Cowboys came in and they actually people are dumb enough to give me money. But when they play the Carolina Panthers, I'm going to go.
I mean, the Panthers, they're not horrible.
Well, I'm not saying I'm going because they're horrible. I'm saying because I want to go and hopefully be entertained, eat a hot dog.
At least watch one game?
Well, I'm going to have the right attitude when I bring my kids. Mm. I'm just going to explain to them, this is how you don't want to play football. And it can't get worse than this.
Right. What if
What if
they become Carolina Panthers fans?
Then I'm not worried. I had a talk with my son.
This is different. This is not baseball. Baseball, I think they're infallible. They're not changing and moving from being Met fans. What if, I mean, the Jets aren't good.
Well, I had a conversation. So I was at the bus stop this morning. Mm. My neighbor lost his son to the Giants. I don't know if I mentioned this story a week ago.
Yeah,
lost
his
son.
He told us.
His son was like, I'm done. I'm rooting for the
Giants.
He's
in good hands. Don't worry. By the time he's 12, he's going to be great.
Okay. So we're at the bus stop.
And he's what, 8 now?
He's 5, that kid.
Oh, yeah.
The 5-year-old picked the Giants. So I'm at the bus stop.
Hopefully it's before he's 12 then.
And I said to this kid, his name is Max. I said, hey, Max, you're still rooting for the Giants? Look what they did on Sunday. They suck. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to root for the Giants. So I was like, oh, my God. Mm. So I said, all right, Jet, what's the deal, bro? And he said, I'm always going to root for the Jets. He's like, the only sport where he's wiggly is hockey. And it's because dad doesn't watch enough hockey.
You don't take him to hockey games.
I know, it's my fault. But he's like, no, I'm going to be with the Jets forever. Mm. So I'm good with the kids being loyal.
Are you sure you want to do it?
I do. You want to know why?
Why?
Because two reasons. A, I'm selfish. If I'm going to be miserable, I want you to be miserable.
Oh, that's not fair.
That's number one. And number
Don't
two.
You want your kid to have joy?
I do, but here's the second part, Teague. The worse it is, and I keep telling myself this about myself. I'm 42, I've seen nothing. The worse it is, the sweeter it will be. When this ever turns around, it will be that much sweeter. And that's what I tell myself. It's what I tell my kids.
No, you're right.
And it's what I tell every Jet fan out there, and Giant fans too. You're part of this to a lesser degree. it will be sweeter when it turns. I promise you.
No, you're right about that. Because I know that just from individual struggles. You appreciate the good times because you realize how bad it was.
Exactly. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Jerry's in Chester, New York. What's up, Jerry?
Could someone please explain to me why there is no good New York sports teams? Why?
I mean, the Yankees are in the divisional round of the playoffs. What are you talking about?
The who? The freaking, and by the way, guys, I hate to tell you, Giancarlo Succo is back, okay? He's back. He's back at his full utmost suckiness, okay? I can't with this guy anymore. And Judge is dragging along with him. Judge is following right behind him. I'm like, guys, you're killing me.
I
don't know what to do with him anymore.
Both guys. This series is not over. And both guys will get another crack at this in game three.
Yep.
And they need them. Sometimes you need your best players to come through in the biggest of moments. And both guys haven't, at least early on in this series. And for this series to turn, they're going to need that. But the Yankees do not sucko, and the Knicks do not sucko.
Yeah, the Yankees do not. By the way, keep listening, because in the next hour, we'll be giving away tickets to Game 3 of the Divisional Series.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Right now,
here's how this works to win these tickets. You are going to hear a sound. Okay, he's going to be the manager of the New York Yankees, who's under fire today.
His famous catchphrase.
He will be uttering this.
You know, it's all right there in front of us.
Once you hear that, you're cue to call. First caller gets a chance to be in the building to see the New York Yankees take on the Toronto Blue Jays with their playoff lives on the line. Daniel's in Connecticut. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Hello.
Hello.
First time caller, long time listener.
Well, thanks for calling. What's up?
So I had a question. Do you guys see the Giants making a possible move before the trade deadline for maybe like a Chris Olave or Jacoby Myers?
I don't know, man. Jacoby Myers is the name I keep hearing. He's with the Raiders, right? Yeah. So I don't know if it makes sense, especially with the team at 1-4, or let's say going forward, if you do the odds game and the next three games are tough. Philly, at Denver, at Philly. So if you're 1-7, does it make sense to trade for a wide receiver?
Yes, under the certain circumstances. And I don't think Jacoby Myers is the guy, because I've just come accustomed to the fact that, you know, he's okay. He's average.
Exactly. It's not upgrading your room enough to make it worth it.
If I can get a guy who's young, who has a high upside, and who's a part of my plan, not just for this year, but beyond, I absolutely would improve the wide receiver room. But it's got to be the right guy.
Well, interestingly, both of the guys on the squad we just played, the Saints, are free agents soon. I think Rashid Shaheed is this year. I think it's this year. Sean, you can check that. This year or next year, they're both free. And so because they've been bad, and it's remaking of the team with a new head coach and Kellen Moore, there could be available on the trade.
And that makes more sense. Like, 100%. Would I trade for Chris Olave? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
he's had injury issues and concussion issues.
But think about this. Receivers that are mostly going to be available are going to be available for some negative reason.
Yeah.
And so you're not going to get the perfect guy. I mean, you're not getting Ja'Marr Chase. You're not getting Garrett Wilson. You're not getting someone of that level.
Those guys don't come free.
And you also don't necessarily need a guy on that level. You need competent wide receivers to put in that room, not just for this year to help develop Jackson Dart, but for next year so that your wide receiver room isn't Malik Nabers and a bunch of who's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I think you're, or I think you're
Jags.
Right.
Jags. Isn't that the term you use?
Just the guy.
Yeah.
Just the guy. You never want to be a Jet. Just the guy. The Giants need to upgrade their wide receiver room. And it's not necessarily that I hate Wandell Robinson. I think he's actually a really good possession receiver. He had a ton of catches a year ago, and a lot of them felt impactful. But they need contested ball catchers because that's what you get in the NFL, especially with good defensive play that you're going to see throughout the season. So we need contested ball catchers. Who are they? I don't know. Are they? And if they're really good, teams aren't going to trade them.
Yeah, that's why it's not going to be a great list of available players. But if there is a right guy out there and it's not going to cost you a lot before the trade deadline, don't view it as, can they make the playoffs? The Giants are very unlikely to make the playoffs. That's not what it's about. It's about giving Jackson Dart weapons, and it's also about building your roster for next year. Mm-hmm.
They have somebody who can go up and make contested catches.
Little Jordan Humphrey?
He's on the practice squad. Elevate him.
And by the way, Sean Payton loved him. And and they had a numbers game.
In Denver, that's in exactly what's free.
And so he loved them, but he just couldn't, they didn't have the right numbers out there. I don't know why he wasn't elevated this past weekend.
Well, he better be on Thursday. Enough's enough.
Matt's calling from Hillsboro, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
Good afternoon, boys. Just have a statement with the Yankees and a question for Tiki. So I have faith that the Yankees can pull this out. In 04, watching an interview Sunday morning with Tito Francona, then each game is a separate event. We just got to do this one at a time. I got a sinking feeling in my stomach. I'm like, we're dead. And we were right.
Yeah.
I was right. So just each individual game, just one at a time. Tiki, at what age will you stop lifting weights, and have you ever considered being an NFL coach?
I'm never going to stop lifting weights.
He lives during the commercial breaks,
that's
this
right.
guy.
I'm vain. I want to look good without my shirt on.
And I'll answer the NFL coach question. Why the hell would you want to take a job where you're hired to be fired?
Thank you, Agent. Thank you, Agent Evan.
I mean,
I like that. Agent Evan.
Thank you. Agent Evan. I mean, it's the truth. Like,
unless you're getting me Scott Boras money, I'm good.
Like, you've got.
I like sitting here talking about it.
Yes, it's much easier.
Exactly.
You have to travel. Obviously, traveling as a football coach is different than like a baseball coach or what have you.
You don't sleep.
You don't sleep. You got to work endless hours, and you have to deal with rookies. And one thing I've learned from Tiki, rookies suck.
Rookies are dumb. I hate rookies.
Imagine having to do that for a living. You got to babysit these guys.
Rookies suck.
Is that bad Tiki or is that me?
That was you.
Are you sure?
That was you.
That sounds like bad Tiki. Maybe I just sound like bad Tiki when I get pissed off at rookies.
I think you do.
I think you're right.
That's how bad Tiki was formed. It's when Tiki's in a very pissy mood. Mad
Tiki.
Or talking about rookies. Let's go to Diego in East Meadow. What's up, Diego?
Hey, boys. Listen, Evan, you're right. You know, after all the losing, I'm almost numb to it. That doesn't even bother me anymore. But I'm willing to give the coaches a pass. I mean, there seems to be the idea that Jackson Dart didn't pull the trigger fast enough on a couple of plays where he might have gotten some explosive stuff.
Yeah, the flea flicker in particular.
Yeah, and I'm willing to live with mistakes by rookies. We knew he wasn't going to be perfect.
Right.
What I cannot stand...
I agree with that, by the way, Diego. 100%. I agree with that.
Thanks. But what I cannot stand, remember when Darius Slayton signed and like the whole fan base was mixed about, oh, we're going to bring him back. He's a good receiver. What I said at the time was that his statistics are smoke and mirrors. The ball has to hit him perfectly in stride in the hand for him to catch it, and all those yards come in blowout. So he might be the Giants' leading receiver at the end of the year with Malik hurt, but when you need him, he cannot be relied upon. Well, if he catches that ball, that game turns, and he missed three different opportunities to help his rookie quarterback. He's mediocre at best. We should have moved on over the summer.
Well, I mean, he's here for the next 2 years at least because of his guaranteed on his deal. $32 million, I think, was the whole deal. 22 of it is guaranteed. So that's basically 2 years of the deal. He's a good locker room leader for them. I think that's part of the reason why he was re-signed. He can have some explosiveness, but he's not a contested ball catcher. And without being a burner, meaning I'm running past you all the time, you got to be a contested ball catcher. And interestingly, and I never thought that I would think this, But Jackson Dart has had a couple of plays where the ball has not gotten as deep as it needed to be. In fact, the Malik Nabers...
It was underthrown.
It was underthrown.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of these deep balls haven't been trajectory right, and it's probably his footwork, because I know he has a good arm, but the ball, the deep ball hasn't been his forte yet this year. And it's kind of frustrating, because we knew what Russell Wilson's forte was. It was the deep ball.
Yeah, yeah. They're different.
They're very different, right? But he's certainly a good quarterback. There's no doubt about it. But the deep ball has left a little bit to be desired early on in his tenure.
Jake is calling from Connecticut. What's up, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Quick question regarding the Jets. I have an idea, and it's not really the best idea, but I'm just trying to shoot for
stars. Hey, they're the Jets. We'll take any idea right. that helps. What do you got?
I love it. So the way we're going, it's looking like, I don't want it to be, but it looks like Aaron Glenn might be a one and done now.
Oh, no.
I don't feel confident.
No. Don't say that. That is devastating. I don't want it to be, but it's on the table, too.
I don't know how Woody doesn't see or hear all the noise and not make a change. So here's my idea. If he were to do it, this is more if Woody were to do it.
Right.
Would you consider kind of what they did in Arizona a couple of years ago, where they got rid of, I believe it was Steve Wilkes.
It was Steve Wilkes after 1 year.
Yep. Wilkes was one and done.
Yeah, okay. And they went with Cliff Kingsbury for him to pick his quarterback. Now, I don't know if the reason why I say Cliff Kingsbury is because he'll probably be the hot name this upcoming offseason, you know, leaving Washington.
Before you get into that, I want to just settle on one and done. Because Tiki had a reaction of, nah. And that would be my reaction. Mm-hmm. I don't want to fire a coach after 1 year. I like Aaron Glenn. I bought into his rhetoric.
Of course.
I love the fact that he bleeds green. I love everything he said at his press conferences. But I'm going to give you this warning. And Joe's going to join us in 10 minutes, and I'm pretty sure he agrees. They cannot suck and be inept for 17 weeks, and we can't just all go along and say, well, gee golly, it's year one. I need to see something. Beningo needs to see something, and Woody better need to see something.
Where are you seeing it at? Like, if you were to project forward where you're seeing progress for this Jets team, where is it coming from? Because I don't think, I mean, the run game is already good. We know that. So I guess that might be the answer, but it's not going to be Fields. Right? It's probably not going to be.
How about not committing mindless penalties? How about the defense, which I think is better than it's played considering the talent, even if it's marginal talent that it has? How about improvement, I don't know, anywhere?
Right.
They are horrific. Right. And what I'm telling you, without firing Aaron Glenn 5 weeks into the season, because I'm not firing him. I'm just telling you that this can't be the whole season, bro. They can't go 0-17, lead the world in penalties, never force a turnover, and have you or anyone else tell me, well, it's year one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there needs to be some semblance of improvement. Aaron Glenn revealed that Tony Dungy reached out. Tony Dungy got off to a terrible start as head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What did he say to him?
Well, I'm sure he gave him advice. I don't know what it was.
I know what it was.
What?
He said, Aaron, you play to win.
That's Herm Edwards. That's not Tony Dungy.
Oh, my bad.
But Tony Dungy had a terrible first year, but his first year finished strong. Like, there needs to be a sign. Like, I'm not asking much. I'm not saying he's got to win five games. Mm. I'm not even saying he has to win any games. I'm merely saying there needs to be improvement because it can't be this bad.
Right.
And I'm going to warn you, bro, because I like Aaron Glenn. If it remains this bad, do not laugh off this guy being one and done.
Well, interestingly,
I don't want him to be one and done, but it better not be.
Interestingly, his defensive coordinator, Steve Wilkes.
Well, I think the first thing Aaron Glenn should do is remove him as defensive coordinator because he's awful.
Yeah,
it is awful.
It's been bad.
It's got to be better.
Some of it is performance. Like, even their best defender is not playing well. Sauce Gardner got beat multiple times in this
game. Well, I have a homework assignment for you. So Joe's going to join us in a few minutes, and he's going to rip Sauce Gardner. We're all ripping Sauce Gardner. I'm very conflicted because I feel like...
You need me to go watch it?
I need you to watch tape.
All right.
Because I feel like while he hasn't been great, I don't think he sucks as much as the way my fellow Jet fans are talking about him. So before I fight with anybody about it, I'm going to put Tiki on it to watch the tape.
I got you.
And at least come back and tell me, listen, Ev, it's average, it's horrible, he's actually great. So that's an assignment, and Tiki will give us the answer Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll talk to Joe next, get his thoughts on the state of the Jets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.